In American politics this year, we've heard the phrase democratic socialist to describe Bernie Sanders. The word socialist just doesn't seem as taboo as it once was here. But what about communist? You may think the American Communist Party died along with the Soviet Union, but it's still here. Alina Simone recently went to visit party headquarters in New York City.
I admit it. I was hoping for plaster busts of Lenin, hammer and sickle flags, some good old-fashioned Soviet kitsch. But the headquarters of the Communist Party USA is more like a hipster loft, clean and modern, with a conference room housed inside a freestanding glass cube. It took me 10 minutes of hunting to find the collected works of Lenin on a dusty shelf. And there were more surprises. The 8-story party headquarters in Chelsea, the communists own the building, and it's worth millions. That's how they fund their work, by renting out office space in one of New York's hottest zip codes.
The party's done very well. You know, we have an investment fund. We're very good at that.
How do you get good at that? You're the Communist Party.
Because we understand capitalism.
Jarvis Tiner has been a member of the party for 55 years and a leader in the movement for most of them. He ran for vice president twice in the 1970s on the Communist Party USA ticket and spent time in all the Cold War hotspots, the Soviet Union, Cuba, Vietnam. But it wasn't geopolitics that first drew Tiner to communism. It was more about Dick Clark.
You turn on Bandstand, they were all white kids. And they were dancing to often black artists. So we decided to challenge it.
After graduating from high school and struggling to find a job, Tiner fell in with a group of community activists. One of their campaigns was to integrate the dance floor of American Bandstand.
What I saw first was that they were fighting for civil rights. And I found further that they were fighting for nuclear disarmament and labor rights. I didn't know they were communists. I just felt like they were just good people fighting for a good cause.
Thing is, back then, being a member of the Communist Party was illegal. But for Tiner, who grew up poor in a segregated neighborhood of West Philadelphia, the idea of a future without poverty or racism or even property held a powerful appeal.
So when he finally said, you should join the Communist Party, I said yes. But I thought I'd be in for a couple of months and... and learn a lot of stuff and then go on with my life.
But Tiner stayed. And the fact that most people here associated communism with dictators like Stalin or Pol Pot didn't faze him.
And I want to say that being here in the Soviet Union, land of Lenin, and celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Great October Revolution, this is just a wonderful spirit of optimism.
That's Tiner on Soviet state television in 1987, live in Red Square.
We didn't know the things that they were saying about Stalin were actually true. We thought it was propaganda, primarily. We have communist leaders who have made terrible mistakes.
The collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 stripped the American Communist Party of its biggest patron and almost destroyed it, but in some ways turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Americans had always assumed the Communist Party USA was just a nefarious arm of the Soviet Party.
So what are we doing now that the Soviet Union exists and we're still fighting for socialism?
And what they're doing now is pretty similar to what they were doing in the 60s.
We can't breathe! We can't breathe! We can't breathe!
Black Lives Matter, the fight for a $15 minimum wage, the struggle against gentrification are all movements the party is focused on today. And, of course, the campaign of Bernie Sanders.
Bernie's doing a great job. 15,000 people coming to hear him speak. You know, this known socialist.
Today, the party has arrived at a different place, too, which has led to a debate about whether they should even hang on to the word communist.
I think it would be defensive to change the name, but other comrades feel differently. But I think we would be spend the rest of our time saying, oh, we are the Happy Time Party, but we used to be the Communist Party. You know, because people say, well, where'd you come from?
Answering that question will mostly fall to a new generation of communists, or Happy Timers, or Bernie Sanderites. In March, Tiner celebrated his retirement from the party staff at the Dallas Barbecue Restaurant.
You know, I'm 74. I gotta make room for young people to come out.
He plans to spend time with his grandkids, take in some Broadway shows, travel. Not that he's giving up the struggle, you know, moving society toward a theoretical future where there's no such thing as money and all assets are shared. But in the meantime, no one ever said communists can't have fun.
Happy liberation.
Thank you.
For the world, This is Alina Simone from New York.